A new study by the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education says in 2026, public high school graduation numbers are expected to plateau at 3.6 million before beginning to decline. The shift reflects a national trend, a more diverse population, but a declining birth rate. The smaller class size is likely due to the fact that less children were born during the Great Recession in 2007. Joe Garcia, president of the commission, says the decline will impact not only colleges and universities, but also the workforce.
As we know, we're entering a period where we need more and more employees to have post-secondary credentials.
Garcia says it's more important than ever to figure out how to engage America's diverse student body. College educators will need to work with K-12 organizations to better prepare students of color for college and the workforce. Demare Micolo, one of the report's authors, says learning to work with a diverse student body will help all students.
It'll help adult students. They'll help traditional students. And if we think of it like that, I think that's a more effective framing.
But in West Virginia, where the student body remains predominantly white, Garcia says educators need to continue engaging at-risk white students.
That's the way they both increase the number of college-educated workers and begin to grow their economy.
The South is the only region in the U.S. that will see an increase in public high school graduation numbers in addition to students of color through 2032. The Midwest will see the greatest decline in public high school graduation numbers. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ann Lee in Morgantown.